good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And most people's backyards, it's pretty snowy this morning, and it sounds like we may keep that for a while and get some more. Whatever it is, February, that has nothing to do with what I wanted to talk about today. You know, every once in a while I run across something that I think, well, that's kind of interesting. Maybe everybody else will think it's kind of interesting. So this morning we're going to talk about being left-handed. Now, maybe some of you listening fit that category, that you're left-handed, or maybe you know somebody, or maybe you don't even pay any attention whether somebody is left-handed or not. But, of course, there's been lots of research done. Now, I didn't check out any of the research about right-handedness or whether you're ambidextrous, but there's probably some of that out there, too. And most of this research done by a variety of, it seems, pretty credible research places. And, you know, research, you always have to think about research. How many people were involved in the study? Who did it? What part of it did they pick out to report? So this is kind of for fun and hope you find it interesting as I did. About 10% of the population is left-handed. But until, I think it's improved in the later years now, but the whole world was made for right-handed people. Whether it was the instructions for knitting or cooking tools or probably construction tools, desk, whatever in the world, was mostly designed for people who are right-handed. Is that frustrating for the left-handed people? Well, I would think so. And most everybody, you know, has just adapted to that because that's the way they have to live in the world. So what causes people to become a southpaw? Well, scientists aren't really sure, but research points to a collaboration of genes and environment. There have been no lefty genes actually discovered, but the scientists think because in families there are more apt to be people who are left-handed, in other words, kind of grouped together in families, maybe there is a gene that points to being left-handed. But no matter what the reason, it does seem that there are some unique personality traits for folks who are left-handed. And first one is, and a lot of these, I have to say, were kind of negative. And that's why I want to point out I didn't look at the right-handed people, because I think for every negative, there's a positive. And so kind of take this with a grain of salt. Researchers have found that in that population of 10% of folks in the world, that the certain mental disorders do go up. Previous studies found that people with psychosis had a 20% likelihood of being left-handed, though a small study found that that rate might be even higher, and those were people at Yale University. But in a group of 107 patients at a medical center, at a psychiatric clinic, for those with mood disorders such as depression or bipolar disorder, the rate of left-handedness was close to average. No effect there. But people with such things as schizophrenia, the rate of left-handedness was 40%, which was well above average. Now, you know, what causes you to be left-handed? Well, a lot of research, of course, has been done to relate to the way our brains are wired. And, again, all of us have different personalities, different kinds of abilities, depending on how our brains are wired. So lots and lots of study yet to be done about brains and how they work. Well, being left-handed might determine a little bit related to your health. Most people, righties and lefties alike, rely on the brain's left hemisphere or tasks like language, but about 30% of the left-handed folks are either partial to the right brain or have no dominant hemisphere. Remember that your left part of your brain controls the stuff on the right side and opposite. So according to scientists, having one hemisphere dominate is much more efficient, which is why some left-handeders have an increased rate risk for learning impairments and brain disorders, because they don't have that dominant side. But we found that left-handers had a lower rate, here's a positive, of arthritis and ulcers. Really, don't you sometimes wonder about all the people who do these studies? Because there's, it's so specific, and we get down to these kind of nitty-gritty kinds of things. Well, here's an interesting one. It says lefties hear speeches differently. People who use their left hands when listening may more easily hear slowly changing sounds than those who are right-handed. The researchers who conducted the study presented a class and found that the left and right hemispheres of the brain specialize in different kinds of sounds. The left hemisphere, which controls the right hand, as we said, likes rapidly changing sounds like consonants, while the opposite, when the right hemisphere is in control, controlling the left hand, likes slowly changing sounds like syllables or intonations. So, he said, if you're waving an American flag while listening to the presidential candidate, the speech will sound slightly different to you depending on whether you're holding the flag in your left hand or your right-handed, or whether you are left-handed or right-handed. But here's an important thing. This research could ultimately result in better treatment for stroke and language disorders. So all this research, which may seem a little strange and useless, in the long run, often produces positive results that help out a number of people. Well, are left-handed people more artistic? Yes, probably. Left-handed people have been, some people say, yes, we are more creative. And it really probably is true because they're more likely to be innovative and creative. And the American Journal of Psychology says they're better at divergent thinking, a method of idea generation that explores more possible solutions. So, of course, more research and more trial has been done on that. Did you know that there is a left-handers club? And they have done some of the research also. And they even have a special day. Now, according to The Wall Street Journal, left-handers' salaries are 10% lower on the average than right-handers, and they relate that to the fact that left-handers are drawn to careers in arts and music, which are often lower paid. Well, how about voting? Does that change how we vote? Well, it doesn't really matter which party you sign up for. A surprisingly high percentage of recent U.S. presidents were left-handed. Can you name those? Well, think about seeing them sign all of those papers they have to sign. It includes four of the last seven presidents, President Obama, Bill Clinton, George H.W. Bush, and Gerald Ford, as well as back a little further, Harry Truman and James Garfield. Now, there's a rumor, since it's a rumor, never been proven, that Ronald Reagan was born a lefty, but a stringent school teacher converted him to a righty when he was young. Now, that wouldn't make any difference, I think, in how he listens and some of these other things. So, should a right-handed presidential wannabe fake it? Never, probably not. But something I found interesting, and a lot of you know this, the letters, P-O-T-U-S. I've not seen that, but it's been in use for a long, long time. Stands for President of the United States. And it was first used as a telegraphic code back in the 1890s. So instead of putting that all out there and perhaps trying to keep it more a secret, P-O-T-U-S stands for President of the United States. Not used much anymore, but there were some other kind of words that came out of that. Well, here's a goodie. Southpaws will beat you in sports. Golf legend, tennis ace, boxing champ, you go down the list. Many of them are left-handed. So that's good news. And there's some study that relates to, for instance, in baseball, a left-hander faces a right-handed pitcher. And there are lots more, though. So you see that in reverse, it's easier than the other way around. So I don't know if that makes any sense to you, but there is certainly advantage when you are also looking at yourself in the mirror. Well, there's some other things. Left-handed folks might be more scaredy cats, more easily embarrassed, but we have them to stay, and it's great we do, because it's so great to have everybody with their own personalities and their own creative ability and all those things. We're all different, but again, the research goes on to talk about left-handedness. Also, I learned a word, S-I-N-I-S-T-R-A-L-I-T-Y. Sensistrality stands for being left-handed. So, I hope you found this at least a little informative and perhaps a bit humorous. And, yeah, I don't know if it's probably very useful or not, but whatever, I hope you enjoyed it. And so, here's another smile. One of the best things people can have up their sleeves is a funny bone.